Did you know that women were excluded from clinical research policy by federal law until 1993? Women belong in scientific research. They are essential. But not only that, how can we trust any of the data when it comes to our bodies if nothing used to exist? Ritual took this gap and conducted a university-led human clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin to assess its efficacy. The results? It increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. That's some data we can trust. Ritual is a clinically backed multivitamin for women 18 plus with high quality and traceable key ingredients in clean, bioavailable forms. It is USP verified, meaning you can trust what you're putting in your body and know that it actually works. And only about 1% of supplement brands on the market have the USP verified mark. Not only does Ritual take your health seriously, they are also invested in the health of the planet. Ritual is a female-founded B Corp. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. I have been through the ringer when it comes to vitamins, and that's why I love Ritual, because I can actually trust that it does what it's supposed to do, and it comes from a company that actually cares. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/yogagirl. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/yogagirl for 25% off. Sleep has taken on a whole new meaning since I became a mom. Our bed is our sanctuary, made up of the softest and most beautiful bedding there is, bedding from Parachute. And our little girl's bed is now just as cozy as our own, thanks to Parachute's new baby bedding collection. Parachute creates its products with integrity I can stand behind. The fabrics are 100% natural and made without any use of harmful chemicals or synthetic softeners, details that are non-negotiables for the fabric that my sweet little angel nestles herself into. Parachute manufactures its products in family-owned factories in Europe, run by fairly paid employees, and it gives back both locally to Habitat for Humanity and globally to the United Nations Foundation's Nothing But Nets. With a modern design of timeless colors and fabrics that only get softer the more you use them, your bedding creates an impact in your home and also around the world. So upgrade your bedroom today. Visit parachutehome.com/yogagirl for free shipping and returns. Check out the new baby collection, including swaddle blankets, quilts for tummy time, and cashmere baby blankets. You and your family deserve this next level sleep experience. Transform your bedroom with Parachute and help others around the world sleep sweetly as well. Visit parachutehome.com/yogagirl for free shipping and returns. Parachute offers a 60-night trial, so if you don't love it, just send it back, no questions asked. Go to parachutehome.com/yogagirl today. Hi, and welcome to another episode of From the Heart Conversations with Yoga Girl. I am so, so grateful to be sitting here speaking these words right here, right now. Last week, I sat down to record last week's podcast. I turned on the microphone and I started almost immediately crying. And I spent about 45 minutes kind of bawling into the mic, just trying to make sense of my life, working through sleep deprivation and feeling really sensitive and really overwhelmed and sad. And it was just a very different kind of podcast than the kind I'm used to recording. And I actually had a moment when I was done with the recording that where I thought, okay, should I redo this or should I just kind of not release one this week? Like I had a moment where I was doubting whether or not it was a good thing to release a very unstructured podcast without a topic, without like a clear red thread. But basically just me feeling my feelings. But true to who I am, I released the podcast anyway. And I felt like I had to do a little disclaimer when I shared it on social media. Like, okay, this is not the world's most inspiring podcast. It's not full of wisdom and with an amazing guest or with a really clear theme. It's just me crying into the mic, feeling like I want to be more than just a mom, feeling like I just want an hour of rest and sleep. And it was so beautiful and so amazing because the response I received from last week's podcast has just blown me away. I swear, you guys, you're reinforcing my belief in humanity over and over again. Just this hardcore truth that I know is real. I know it at the bottom of my core. I know we are all connected. We all feel the same things. We are all here to work through life, to have difficult shit come our way so we can feel it, open up about it, and share it with other people. Like, that's kind of, it's a huge piece of the puzzle when it comes to the meaning of life, to feeling good and walking through life feeling held and safe and supported. And we live in this society that doesn't support that. And I have to over and over remind myself, like, this is why I'm here. I'm here to be honest. I'm here to be real and true and not to be this perfect person, not to fit in this perfect box of who I'm supposed to be. Or, you know, I'm here to just be who I am. And I love you for responding in such an amazing way. So if I look at all the podcast episodes that I've recorded so far, it's really, really interesting. The number one, the most viewed one by far is the one I did with Dennis, with my husband, where we're just kind of intimately talking about our relationship. So that's so beautiful that resonates with a lot of people. The second one is the one I did with Amelia Barnes, who lost her little boy, her little baby, Landon, when he was only 4 days old. So just an episode that's just so full of emotion and pain and grief and loss, but also hope and love, this overwhelming love. It's so powerful. That's the second most viewed one. And I'm looking at this theme of, where are you guys gravitating toward? And it's all the real shit. It's all the really, really, really real stuff. So I am hereby kind of, yeah, last week's podcast was super popular and I got such a massive response, and I got email after email and comment after comment from people that just really appreciated me being able to be real, that appreciated that I didn't, delete that recording and went with something more structured or proper or whatever, but that actually appreciated that, yeah, like it's kind of a good thing to have, to hear someone else sit with their emotions, even if it means blowing your nose and it's not, you know, what you normally listen to, but it makes us feel like we belong. That's the thing. It makes us feel like we belong. So I am hereby exclaiming that I will only, from here on out, be real and do really fucking real shit forever and ever, for as long as I will live. Like, it's part of my passion. It's part of my core. It's living this truth and showing up with this real, raw humanity. But I have to constantly fight to get there. And that's what's so, it's like I always have to make these choices over and over again of, for instance, this is a common theme that I'm working with right now. Do I go where the money is, for instance, in my business? Do I go where there is kind of immediate abundance, like a quick road to, yeah, making a little more money than I normally would? Or do I stay true to who I am? I always choose the latter option. That's why I have this community. That's why I'm able to be really passionate and really happy in what I'm doing, because I always choose what's real. But it's not always easy. I'm going to tell you that. It's not always easy, especially when we're in a place where we're struggling in any way, or where maybe, yeah, we could use a little bit of extra cash. I know I have the ability to market something stupid, for instance, and I always have that little window for making extra money if I need it. So sometimes it is kind of I have to remind myself, okay, what am I really here for? Is it to endorse like Coca-Cola? No, that's not really core to the truth of why I'm here. There are other brands, other people out there with messages that really fit with what I'm doing. Am I happy to endorse them? Sometimes, yes. Most of the times, not. I got a question yesterday, actually, about this podcast. This podcast is the only medium, and I do a lot of storytelling and sharing, and I'm a writer. I have my second book coming out hopefully soon, because I'm really close to finishing it. I do these podcasts. I teach yoga. I use social media. I blog. I use all of these platforms and different kinds of mediums to share. And the only one that has consistent any kind of consistent marketing or ads is this podcast that you're listening to right now. And I was really nervous about that, because I've never, ever gravitated toward marketing anything or toward inviting that into my space. And for a long time, I was really adamant about kind of hating on it almost. I went like really far into the other direction. So I felt like, It would trigger me whenever I saw in like the yoga community any types of ads or posts or, you know, you have those kinds of people that every time they share anything, there's 15 tags in there for everything they're wearing every time. And it was just like, oh, I had to unfollow like so many people in the yoga sphere because it didn't resonate with me. And I found myself getting triggered and like kind of pissed. Like, why are you inviting this into what could be a really sacred space? But then I realized, okay, that's just a reflection of what I struggle with. And it is finding this balance, right? It's finding this balance between being super authentic, but also making a living. And when I started this podcast, and I'm working with a really amazing production company that produces the podcast, and they edit it, and then they do all the work, aside from this speaking into the mic, which is that's my part. And they said, okay, we're going to have a slot for an ad here and a slot for an ad in the middle. And I said, what? No. I don't do that at all, ever. Like, I've been 5 years on Instagram with the what I think is the largest yoga community, at least on Instagram. I've never done that. So I'm not going to start doing that now. And they were kind of surprised. And I have an agent that I work with that's amazing that said, well, have you ever heard a podcast that doesn't have ads? Like, have you ever heard a popular podcast that doesn't have like a little jingle in the beginning or something in the end? It's like it's costs money to produce them. So if you don't want to have at least one ad in there, you're going to go out of pocket to make this podcast every single week instead of, you know, breaking even or maybe even making a little money if it gets popular. Like, isn't that a nice thing just to share your voice and have it be a way for you to make a living? And I debated this so long, like, okay, are we going to pay for a podcast? Are we not? Mm-hmm. And then I thought, okay, it's a brand new platform for me. I have no idea if it's going to work. Is it going to tank? Do people care? Dennis likes to say that I talk a lot, right? I like to talk. It's kind of easy for me. The first time he ever took my yoga class ever, any class of mine ever, so a gazillion years ago, we finished a class and I was really nervous to hear what he thought. And I said, so how did you like it? He said, well, I think this is truly your calling. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you basically get to spend 75 minutes just talking and people listen to you. So this is perfect. And sometimes when I do a lot of teaching and he's assisting my classes a lot, he can actually tell me like, okay, I'm going to go sit over here in silence because I need to not hear you telling me what to do anymore after a lot of yoga. Because that's basically what I do, is telling people where to go and what to do with their bodies. So this medium, you know, I didn't know. Dennis was joking like, are you sure people want to hear you nag about whatever issues you have in your life, or, you know, are people going to resonate with this? And I'm really happy that you guys are, of course. I'm super, super happy. I see these episodes go to the number one spot on the health section of iTunes all the time. We've peaked at number two on the overall iTunes chart, which is like insane and so amazing. And it's growing, growing, growing. And I love it. But I decided, because it's brand new, I'm going to allow these ads to be here. Okay, it's fine. I'm going to allow them to be there. I'm super picky about what I choose. So everything that you guys hear on the show, in the little in-between moments, whatever I'm endorsing there, it's something that I actually, either something that I actually use, that I actually use in my home or in my life, or that I actually really believe it. So it has to be something that applies to me, or I wouldn't allow it to have space on the podcast. And I got this question yesterday about the ads and why do you have them? I would rather pay for this podcast and listen to them without the interruptions. And I thought that was a really interesting train of thought, because I didn't even think about that was an option, because I like this to be for free. I don't want listeners. I don't want you to have to pay to listen to this. This should be a free medium. But I've decided that the more I open up to inviting authentic ways to make a living into my life, the easier it is to navigate this really, really challenging jungle. It is. But I keep finding myself in front of like a little crossroads where one side is stay super authentic and the other side is, well, you can make a quick buck over here. And it's not easy always to turn that stuff down. And it's something that I'm sitting with in my life right now, is one of those kind of, opportunities, I guess, to do something really big. Maybe to look for an investor in a project that I'm super passionate about. But then every single avenue that's led me down so far doesn't feel 100% right. So I'm not doing it right now. I'm just putting a little pin in that, and I'm trusting that when this project is meant to be realized, I'm going to find someone or something that aligns in like a massively amazing way. So I'm just going to step back and let that unfold. You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl. Have you ever heard someone say that they want to eat healthy, but it's too expensive? Maybe you wanted to explore natural remedies the last time you caught a cold, but the vitamin aisle was too overwhelming in options and price. Well, what if a company did all the research, removed the middleman, and made premium organic foods and products actually affordable? Thrive Market saw the need to bring such quality to the people, and they did just that. Thrive Market gives you premium products at wholesale prices, and they do this by directly working with the top brands, passing the savings on to their members. They only source brands that are of top healthy and organic quality, meaning that they have done all the homework for you to discover the brands that you'll approve of. What I love about Thrive Market's website is just how easily I can find what I need right now. By selecting values like fair trade or raw or things for moms, yes, us moms have special things that we need sometimes, the results are narrowed down and without having to waste time reading label after label, wondering if a product really is what it says it's supposed to be. You can even refine your search by brand certification and awards, environmental and social standards, and specific ingredients or diets. In one simple catalog, I can find the healthiest treats for my dogs, the safest bath soap for my baby, the best cleaning products for my home, the yummiest snacks for me and my husband, all of it from honorable brands, and all of it at wholesale prices. It's a fantastic one-stop shop, and it orders and ships straight to your door for those of you in the US. What's more, for every single person that signs up to Thrive Market, they donate a membership to a low-income family, a veteran, or a teacher. Together, we are making healthy living affordable for everyone. Thrive Market's website regularly posts recipes and tips on how to use ingredients they sell in delicious and creative ways, so your journey into healthy living is fueled with easy-to-follow inspiration. Go check it out right now. Go to thrivemarket.com/yogagirl and get 25% off of your first order, as well as free shipping and a free 30-day trial. You don't have to surrender to the excuse that it's too expensive to be healthy anymore. With Thrive Market, you can have your vegan snack and eat it too. Go to thrivemarket.com/yogagirl and get 25% off of your first order, free shipping, and a 30-day trial for free. With Thrive Market's prices already 25 to 50% below retail, this additional 25% off deal is not to be missed. So that's thrivemarket.com/yogagirl. Want to know one of my favorite sounds? Here it is. That's the sound I hear when I'm learning a new language with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language, I guarantee it'll be one of your new favorite sounds too. Be a better you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you have learned in the real world. I absolutely love using Babbel. Their convenient courses have helped both me and my husband learn real-life conversation skills in a different language. He's learning Swedish, of course, and I've been trying my hand at French again. It is so easy to learn how to order food, how to ask for directions, speak to merchants, and all without having to consult language apps while on vacation, or in my husband's case, living here in Sweden with me. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off of your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, at babbel.com/yoga. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/yoga, spelled babbel.com/yoga. Rules and restrictions may apply. The question is, why do we have to choose? I don't feel like we should have to choose. Whatever it is I'm sharing, that feeling of, okay, this is too intimate, or this is too vulnerable, or it's too real, no one's going to listen. Over and over again, through the community, through you resonating what you feel back to me, I'm realizing that that's not the case at all. like at all. But the more vulnerability that we share, the more honest we are, the more truthful and authentic we can be with what we are sitting with right now, the more it resonates with other people. That's 100% a fact. So why is it so hard? Like, I'm really wondering, why is it so hard? Why is it that it usually takes a lot for us to get to that place of opening up? And we always feel better afterwards. We always feel like a huge relief. And in my case, because of the vastness of this community, I can actually see it like in black and white. I can count the amount of emails and comments of just amazing response that I receive. And it was huge after last week's podcast. And it wasn't because I had a super interesting topic or the most amazing guest or it was the most thought true podcast. No, the other way around. It was because it was real. Literally, that's it. And it takes less effort to just be real. It's super energy consuming to walk around and walk through life and kind of holding up this facade of being a certain type of person or of being this perfect person in whatever profession or whatever type of life that you live, holding up this face of I'm great all the time. I'm great. I'm awesome. Everything's great. Everything's good. Yes, I'm successful. I have a lot of money. I'm very good looking. I work out. I'm fulfilled. I am adventurous. All these things that we want to project to the outside world. Some of them may be true. Sometimes maybe they're all true, but it's not the case for every day of our lives. Like, shit happens. Life comes our way. All of those things are bound to change because as human beings, we float through this tapestry of feeling amazing and then feeling like absolute shit. And it's the times when we feel like absolute shit and we don't have that safe space to open up and be real. We start internalizing it. And then the next day, chances of us waking up and all of a sudden coming back to that feeling amazing, it's going to be much harder because you're holding on to that huge piece of yesterday's crap. And then the third day comes and you're still kind of holding on and it's even harder that day. And then with time, we accumulate so much of this tense, heavy energy within the body. So whether it's sadness or frustration or anger, and we start becoming it, we start manifesting it, we start thinking about life with those goggles on. So in that negative way, we'll find more sadness or more anger coming our way. We might even start looking at life and thinking like, wow, I am not supported here. Life is not a safe space. And we're going to look for reasons to why people want to betray us all the time. Or we're going to look for reasons to why we can't trust other people or why we can't open up. So it becomes this vicious cycle that we spiral down and we end up in this pit of despair. And then, yeah, depression arrives. Or we develop an eating disorder trying to control life around us because we can't express this pain. Or we just walk around feeling anxious and worried all the time. Does anybody resonate with this? I think this is really, really, really true. And sometimes I get repetitive, and yeah, that's my least favorite fucking comment to receive. Like, you talk about this too much. Yes, I talk about this all the time because I'm really passionate about it and because I kind of feel like this might just change the world. Like, honestly, if you look at the really, really horrible stuff perpetrated by man, by human beings out there in the world, do you think anybody that's feeling clear emotionally, that's feeling held and loved, and that's able to have a healthy emotional pattern of expressing how he or she feels, you think that person would ever go out and commit like an act of violence toward another human being? Of course not. Do you think that person would scheme and manipulate and you think that person would be involved in like starting a war or going into politics for the wrong reasons or all of these, I'm trying to avoid the word Trump. Okay, I'm trying to not go there. But can you see how that political situation that we sit in, the war, and this is also a topic that I'm into now or that I'm talking a lot about with my friends, violence toward women and sexual abuse and rape. Do you think any of that would actually be possible if we all felt safe and held and loved and we all felt this light that we actually all have inside? Of course, life would be totally different. We would sit on a totally different planet right now. If I feel whole, if I feel safe, if I feel loved, I'm going to care for this planet. Like, I'm going to do everything in my power to care for Mama Earth, to really, I'm going to appreciate the fact that that I have this earth to walk upon, and I'm going to do what I can to make sure that future generations have that same ability, have that same privilege too. Of course, I'm going to be super powerful and active in any type of activism when it comes to humanitarian causes or wanting to change the world for the better. I'm going to be kind to other people. Like, it's just going to be the automatic, an automatic space to step into, because if I feel whole and I feel loved, that's what I'm going to project, love and kindness to the world. And that's the change. That's being the change we want to see in this world. So we all get stuck on trying to do these massive things, on changing and moving these huge mountains, whether it's, you know, changing legislation or ending a war or impeaching a president or, you know, stopping global warming, like massive, massive, massive things. And it's too big for one person to do. We have to all get together to be able to make that change. But for enough of us to actually feel passionate about important shit and wanting to make that change, we have to feel good about who we are. And that is a fundamental fucking truth. We have to feel good about who we are. We have to be happy in our own skin. That's the work. Okay, that is the work. 100%. That's the work. That's the work. That's the work. So it starts with you. It starts with me. And then we can't get too stuck in the me and the I and you know, feeling my feelings and personal development and yoga meditation. We can't stay there. We have to take what we learn. We have to take that growth and project it out into the universe. And that's when we will actually change the world. But it starts with this, right? It starts with feeling good in my own skin. And this is, it's interesting because I had this conversation yesterday. When you look at, for instance, communities of activists or communities of people that volunteer their time and their energy toward making a change. And a really interesting one that I have a lot of personal experience with is the animal rescue community, for instance. So I have an animal rescue foundation called Sergeant Pepper's Friends. Most of you guys know it. Mine and Dennis's first dog that we got together, Sergeant Pepper, passed away 3 years ago. And we started this foundation in his name, Sergeant Pepper's Friends, with the core idea to use social media to help stray animals find families all over the world. And it's a really strong community now. It's really, we save hundreds and hundreds of lives, and we have an amazing team, and we work out of Aruba, and we kind of ship animals all over the world. This year, we're going to open a shelter. I'm going to knock on wood for that to really come true, but we're going to open a shelter this year, and we're going to increase that impact. And in Aruba, where I live, stray animals, and especially the stray dog population, is a huge issue. And there's so many foundations and organizations that have popped up throughout the years. I mean, there's like on our tiny island of 100,000 people, there's like 20 or 30 organizations that are all led by super passionate people, animal lovers that dedicate their entire lives to animal rescue. And this is, of course, a very noble thing to do. Of course, like it's a super amazing, noble thing to do. We should all be that passionate and that active about saving lives, of course. But I see and recognize this pattern in the people that are in really extreme in their wanting to save the animals, that there is a little piece missing. There is a lot of mental illness in this community, a lot of mental illness. And it manifests in different ways. There's a lot of drama in this community as well, also manifesting in different ways. And I think it is because if you have that burning passion of wanting to save the world or save something in the world, it's not unlikely that that passion might come from really wanting to save yourself. Right? Does that make sense? So whatever it is that we're looking to save in these animals, in these puppies, and our hearts are bleeding for them to the degree where there's people in our community that have gone kind of crazy with it. Several instances of animal rescue organizations turning into people that hoard animals. And then eventually there has to be an intervention where there's like 120 dogs found on this property of this woman who just was an animal rescuer. People had to step over dead dogs, dead puppies, dead animals to get there. And she just lost control, right? She lost herself in this action of wanting to save something. And then it backfired and it became something really horrible and really negative. And in the end, these animals were kind of locked in this space where they were abused and she didn't have food and water and care for them and they all got sick. And, you know, and this is not like a one-time thing, but we see it over and over and over and over again. So if you're walking through life with this, holding up this big flag of something or someone or cause or whatever, something you want to fix, that is all beautiful and amazing. And you're going to make a massive change in that area if you feel whole yourself first. If you don't, and you feel like you have this, you know, big kind of gap in your heart that you're trying to fill by rescuing the planet or animals or people or children or whatever it is, chances are, at least this is my point of view, that you're not going to make as big of an impact. And you might end up in a place where you feel completely depleted because you're going to realize you can't save every animal. And if you try to take every single puppy that you find off the street into your home, yeah, it's going to turn into something really toxic and you're going to end up making more damage than you actually help in the end. So it's kind of proving that it has to start with us. It has to start here, in the now. And yoga is a really, really amazing tool to get there. It's an amazing tool to use. It's not for everyone. I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, because I'm Yoga Girl and this is From the Heart with Yoga Girl, that yoga is for you. And that's awesome. And I applaud you. And we're in the middle of this 30-day challenge right now. And we have like over 100,000 tags in this tag of the Yoga Girl Challenge, which is so cool. The Yoga Every Damn Day tag has almost 11 million tags of people just yoga every damn daying it up, which is amazing. And if you're getting on your mat every day, you know that something shifts for you when you do that. That's why I'm doing this challenge right now. I want to inspire, well, most of all myself, of course. I'm having a hard time really dedicating and really making time for myself to get on the mat. So as with everything I tell the community to do or I try to inspire in other people, it's actually first and foremost for myself, for me to stay dedicated and motivated to practice every day for 30 days, because I know when I step on the mat every day, I feel more at peace. It's much easier for me to deal with the challenges of life and yeah, like the hurricanes and the thunderstorms and all the kind of this physical manifestation of the mess that we sit with in society right now. It's manifesting through Mother Earth. It's easier to sit with that, with the heavy stuff and the difficult stuff, when I feel at peace myself. And yoga helps me get there. For Dennis, for my husband, his place of peace, his place of sanity, used to always be surfing. It used to be skating. It was yoga for a while, and then now it's not at all anymore. We took a class last week, or no, was it this week? Yeah, a couple days ago together, which is amazing and beautiful. But yoga doesn't really do it for him anymore in that same sense. So now it's biking. Like, he's that type of person. He hops from thing to thing, and spending hours on a road bike gives him that peace of mind. It gives him that space to process his thoughts. And he comes back every time, just feeling grounded in a way, the same way I do when I come back from yoga class. So it doesn't have to be yoga. That's what I'm trying to say. If you have someone in your life that you want to inspire this in and you're banging your head against the wall trying to get them to do yoga, stop. Like, let them find their own space. Maybe yoga is for them and they will arrive at another time. But running can do that too. You know, dancing can do that too. Just being in nature can do that. Swimming can do that. There's not just one path to finding peace, to finding space. There's many, many ways of getting there. As long as you find your way, you're on the right track.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl.
We all strive to eat in a way that makes our bodies feel good. But when it comes to snacking, sometimes it feels like the whole world is either really delicious, but with a billion calories, or boring and tasteless. But it doesn't have to be that way. Healthy meets delicious with NatureBox. NatureBox has over 100 snacks that taste good and that are better for you. All snacks are made from high quality, simple ingredients. That means no artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners. So you can feel good about what you're eating. Right now, my favorites are the probiotic power mixes and the blueberry almond quinoa bites. The probiotic power mix is my go-to snack for an extra energy boost on a busy day full of meetings. And the blueberry almond quinoa bites are always in my purse for the times when I forget to eat breakfast before leaving the house. You're sure to find your new snack obsession at NatureBox. They add new snacks every single month, inspired by real customer feedback, the latest food trends, and professional chefs. It's so simple. Just go to naturebox.com, choose the snacks that you want, and NatureBox will deliver them right to your door. And there's no risk. If you ever try a snack that you don't like, just don't eat it. NatureBox will replace it for free. Right now, you can save even more. NatureBox is offering From the Heart listeners 3 free snacks with your first order if you go to naturebox.com/yogagirl. That's naturebox.com/yogagirl for 3 free snacks with your first order. naturebox.com/yogagirl. But we all have this, I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. We all have this, not just opportunity to work with our shit, to do our best to arrive to a place where we feel held and safe and happy and, you know, cared for in life. But I want to go as far as to say that we have a responsibility to do that. Really, we have a responsibility to take ownership of our own energetic space. Meaning that if you're kind of out and about and you're spewing hatred or negativity or anger or frustration, and that can manifest in different ways. You know, you don't have to see this vision of like an angry man like punching people in the street. Like that's not really what I'm saying. I'm saying something as simple as gossip. Are you guilty of that? Gossip? Maybe you're with your girlfriends or guy friends. You're used to kind of getting drawn into the drama of something that's happening, or gossiping about other people, or stepping into that kind of really intense ego space of talking negatively about someone that isn't there. There's a lot of negativity in that energy that you're projecting about that other person. And trust me, it's not going to get to the other person. It's going to get back to you, because whatever you project, you will eventually receive. So if you gossip a lot about other people, you can trust that people gossip a lot about you. And chances are that maybe you are not feeling really trusting in your life because maybe you are not living that space of being trustworthy yourself. So we have to be mindful about the energy that we project, and it comes back over and over and over again in daily life. And life is going to keep giving you opportunities and obstacles, however you want to phrase that. But moments where, yeah, maybe there's that friend and you're having coffee and like, oh my God, did you hear what he or she did? And you have then the chance to either say, oh my God, no, what? Tell me. Or you have the chance to take a deep breath and say, no, but you know what? Maybe I'll rather talk to that person directly about that. Or no, but guess what happened to me yesterday? Just change the conversation to something else. That's your choice, right? Even if it's someone else gossiping, trying to pull you in, it's your choice whether or not you take that road, because you are responsible for your own actions. You're responsible for your own energetic space. And a really good way to practice this in daily life, and I do this a lot, is whenever you find yourself in a situation where you're doubting, like, is this right or wrong? Is this a good place for me to dwell in, for instance? You can ask yourself the question, how can I invite love into the situation? Or ask yourself the question, is there love present in what I'm immersed in right now? Is there love present when you're gossiping or saying negative things about other people? No, of course not. Is there love present? Maybe when you're in social media commenting negative stuff about other people's choices? No, probably not. Is there love present when you choose to smoke a cigarette, for instance? That's a good one. I would say no. For me, I know there's not. If I was smoking a cigarette right now, I have asthma. For me, there's no love in that. For the earth, there's no love in that. For people walking by me in the street with a stroller, maybe you guys can sense I have a personal attachment to people smoking around my baby. But you can ask yourself that question in any instance, like, is there love in this? If the answer is no, or if you have to think really long and hard and you still don't have an answer, chances are maybe you should take a different direction, or maybe there's a way for you to invite love into that somehow. So for the case of gossiping, for instance, I like to use an approach that's a little different. So if I get pulled in towards gossip, and it's really hard to not do that, I'm not going to say I'm holier than thou and I never gossip about anyone and I'm a perfect person. No. I found myself just this week getting kind of sucked into this really gossipy, like, little tornado of gossip. And it wasn't until afterwards that I had this really icky feeling of like, oh, this did not feel good at all. Like, it didn't feel good that I sat in that conversation and that I contributed to that conversation. No. But it wasn't until afterwards that I actually caught myself and then could put an end to that. But a really good way to practice that, if you find yourself with someone who's trying to pull you toward that direction, is you can just stop and take a breath, look them in the eye and say, well, how are you doing? Right? Because chances are that person is diverting energy toward something else, toward other people, toward some sort of drama, because they have something going on that they're not touching at that moment. So maybe they've waited all week, all month, all year for someone to look them in the eye and say, hey, are you okay? Do you need something? Can I be of service to you? Can I hold space for you to share, to open? How are you doing? And we do that way too seldom. And that's now, you know, returning to that original like spark and passion and that I have, that yes, I keep repeating, of vulnerability, right? Of vulnerability. And we can do it for ourselves through yoga practice, through meditation, through sharing, through journaling, through listening to podcasts that we resonate with. We can put ourselves in that space of feeling whole and like we're on the right track, but we can also help other people get there. We totally, totally can. You can be that person with a flag walking through life, not fighting for a specific cause or being an activist in a certain way, but just working to hold space for other people. Just being a real listener, just cultivating your abilities to really, truly listen when another person speaks, to be open to, without judgment, just hearing their story, for them to feel their feelings. Because that's the thing, it's really hard to do that on our own. It is. It's a totally different thing having a cry on your own and actually with another human being opening up, because it means you're going to have to be vulnerable to do that. On your own, when it's just you, yeah, you don't have to really step into that place that's outside of your comfort zone because you're alone. And practicing that, and in the beginning, maybe you practice it with a friend that you really trust. I practice it now through this podcast. last week was not my last time crying on the show. I promise you that. I also practice it in my retreat groups, in our trainings, in our big groups when we have like 50, 55 people in a circle. I practice sharing in front of the group, which usually means crying and getting into that vulnerable space, which has been really hard for me for a really, really long time. Super hard. I was not born with this kind of ability to go there. And it's not always a natural thing. It doesn't always feel good. Like a lot of the times I'm like, oh, this is so hard. Like I'd rather just put on this brave face and kind of soldier through life. But it's fucking so valuable. I swear to you, it's life changing to do that and to make that space. And someone told me the other day, oh, this is so, so, so beautiful, that it's, she said, a friend of mine said, it's so nice to just be kind of in your platform. Like when I'm in the online world, it's so nice to scroll through your photos and go in the comment section and kind of be there, because it's all this unconditional love there from all these people. They're just sharing about their own day or sending gratitude or talking to each other in a positive manner. And it's just so different from where I come from or from anything else in that space. And I thought, what? Because sometimes I do get negative comments and I know they kind of get under my skin in a way that they shouldn't. And I'm working on that too, but it's hard. But then I really thought about it, and I've been going to other influencers and other people that have the same size following, specifically through Instagram. It's not even comparable. Like this is kind of, it was a huge eye opener to me. The amount of love that lives in this community, the amount of non-judgment, the amount of just awesome people that just share positivity and gratitude and love, and that feel vulnerable enough and open enough that they can actually share difficult stuff, even just through this weird social media app. It's totally unheard of. Like it's totally breaking every norm. Like I feel like we're blazing the way for something that's to come. Totally. You don't see that anywhere else. Like I really, and I look like a lot. It's not, I don't think it's normal. It's fucking amazing, but I don't think it's the norm to have this much love present in a community that lives mostly online. There's a lot of hate out there. There's a lot of like people just trolling and spewing negativity and judgment onto other people. And in my specific space, in the Yoga Girl platform, it's almost non-existent. And I want to take a moment and just say that thank you for that, Because that's kind of goes back to each individual person that's connected here. Like, it's you setting up that space. It's every time you share something positive, it's trickling and it's inspiring other people to share similar things. And it's setting the tone for what this community stands for. And I so appreciate that. I so appreciate that. And it's thanks to that. It's thanks to you holding space for me by being that non-judgmental person, by just showing up as you are with love, that allows me to have the space to be vulnerable when needed. So you are fueling me to hold, to give this space. And then I'm able to reflect it back. So if you feel inspired by anything I write, it's because you are able to hold space for me to get to that source of inspiration. Are you guys kind of getting what I'm saying right now? So it's a positive cycle where we continuously reinforce each other through this holding space, through this being vulnerable, through gratitude, through joy. And it grows from there. It grows and grows and grows and grows. And honestly, I think that this is how we are going to change the world. I really, 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 really believe that. And it's also true that the moment you start arriving at a place in your life where you feel whole, all of a sudden you're going to realize that you're passionate about all sorts of stuff, because it's hard to be passionate about wanting to make a change in the world if you don't feel at peace with who you are. But the moment you are, the moment you fill your own cup, that's going to spill over and you're going to find all areas where you're like, wait, I want to step in here and I want to make a change. Or I want to reach out to this person and I want to help them. I want to hold space. I want to be that listening ear and that shoulder to cry on for someone else. And then they are going to become that for some other person, and they're going to become that for a third person, and it's going to just spiral from there. I have goosebumps right now, okay? I feel like I can kind of touch the air around me. I feel electric because this is true. Okay.
You are listening to From the Heart, Conversations with Yoga Girl. Vitamins and supplements are one of the best basic ways to ensure that you're meeting your body's nutritional needs. But it can feel impossible to figure out which ones to take, especially when you're standing in the vitamin aisle without a knowledgeable professional there to help you out. I know I have accumulated hundreds of hours in my own vitamin and supplement research over the years, and still I find myself second-guessing and turning around to seek more information before I'm sure I'm making the best choice for me. Care of is a new kind of vitamin company. Honesty is their cornerstone, so much so that you will feel like you're speaking with a friend who truly has your best interest at heart. On takecareof.com, you breeze through a quick questionnaire about your diet and your health goals, bringing you a personalized list of the best natural supplements that your unique body needs. Each vitamin is described from where in the world it is and how the best ingredients are sourced, to the listed benefits, to the honest details of the case studies conducted with it, and then finally your recommended dosage clearly displayed. Review, edit, and confirm your personalized monthly packs, and your first monthly shipment will be on its way. Your supplements come in personalized daily packs, making your daily routine super duper easy. Receiving your curated box of daily vitamins each month means you never have to miss a day or deal with replacing bottles. You can modify your subscription at any time, and best of all, you actually save money when you get your vitamins from Care of compared to your local health food store. I love the energy boost and adaptogen vitamins that I receive from Care of. I trust the ingredients and the honest guidance given to me by the Care of professional team of seasoned doctors and researchers. Go check it out for yourself. Go to takecareof.com now for your personalized recommendation. Use the offer code HEART and get your 50% off of your very first month's order. That's takecareof.com. The offer code is HEART. Takecareof.com.
I'm working on this project right now that I hope really soon I'll be able to share to all of you. And it's about exactly this. It's about exactly this. And a problem has been, I think, the real work, the real magic, like the really true magic of being able to transform someone else's life or giving someone else real tools to make a change for themselves that's long-lasting. It happens in person. You know, this online community is amazing. But, you know, if you follow Yoga Girl on Instagram and you feel inspired, you have to open this social media app and you have to filter through a lot of crap to find little nuggets of gold, right? I mean, at least that's the case for me. I try to only follow people that are really inspiring to me. But there's a lot of stuff on the internet. So you have to kind of filter through a lot of shit to get to the really, really good stuff. And the people that are out there that are healers and facilitators and psychologists and therapists and light bearers and just people that are out there changing the world in these groups of, whether it's retreats or therapeutic groups or meditation or sessions, like it happens in the room when we're physically face to face and we're able to tangibly do this work. But not everybody has the privilege that they're able to go on a retreat like that. Not everyone can come to Aruba and come to Island Yoga and do yoga with me for a week. No, it's not. It's expensive. Of course, like you're traveling to a Caribbean island and of course it costs money. And the facilitators that do this type of work and any healer that you come across, there's a limit to how many people they can keep in the room. Of course. For many people, it's just one person at a time, like people that do really amazing work in sessions. And what I'm working with right now, and I'm not going to reveal too much because we're a couple of weeks, I hope it's weeks and not months away, it's creating a bridge between that real life work, like that real life-changing stuff, and the online world. So creating a bridge where it's a tool that's accessible for every single person out there, that's free, that's easily usable, and that can actually help you change your life. Okay. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. In a couple of weeks, I'll be able to hopefully announce something really cool through this podcast. And then that will trickle out throughout the universe. But it is really real. I feel right now, that, I mean, compared to last week I was a puddle of crap. It's really real how energy shifts and moves and flows. And this week, I feel like I am going to change the world. I feel like I have a really solid purpose. Like I have my feet on the ground. I can see myself really being purposeful in the grand scheme of the universe. And that's such an important piece. It really, really, really is. And I'm not saying that, yes, you have to find your purpose in life, because that's not the case for everyone. I think having a purpose is something that's going to change and shift and transform all the time. So it's not about finding that one thing that's going to stick with you forever. No, but feeling purposeful. Right now, I feel really purposeful. And the reason I feel that way is because of the space that was held for me so that I could be vulnerable and feel what I had to feel last week. If I didn't, and this is something that I also contemplated yesterday, if I didn't act out what I was feeling, if I didn't cry, if I just kind of clapped, because I've been, last week I was grinding my teeth at night, not sleeping. My whole body was just aching. I felt like absolute crap. I felt like a useless person, like I was being a crappy mom. Like I didn't want to be just a mom, but like I was losing my purpose in life. And if I hadn't opened up about all of that stuff, because what I shared in the podcast was just kind of the beginning of what I shared afterwards with Dennis and with family and friends, and then I was able to really clear that space. If I didn't, I would be sitting here this week a mess. I would be sitting here like clenching my fists, all jittery, probably from drinking too much coffee and still not sleeping and feeling like really like a ball of negative energy. That to even be able to record a podcast, I probably would have to do a lot of research. I would have had to have a really clear topic, write some bullet points down, and then stay on that track to be able to even sit here and share. And that would have been that. And now I'm really able to just sit down and speak from whatever is flowing, because I have flow. Nothing is stagnant. I can feel, I can be sad, I can break down. I can literally be very close to having a nervous breakdown. Very, very, very close. I can feel all that stuff and get angry and get pulled into gossip and drama. I can have all that stuff and all of that is okay. I'm not trying to say that we can avoid it by being this type of vulnerable person or by holding space or by practicing yoga or whatever. No, all of that is going to continuously come our way all the fucking time, because that's what life is. But if you're in the flow, it means that it doesn't stay with you. You release, you release, you release. So it's a continuous process of processing what comes your way. And the next week or next day or maybe even the next moment, you're going to notice how that something shifts immediately. Something else comes your way. Everything is different. And it was really close, I think one day after or the day after the podcast was released, suddenly I saw some changes in Lea Luna and the baby. And she started sleeping a little bit better. Now it's been a week. We are like back to kind of a normal type of sleep. It's still not, sleeping 12 hours or sleeping through the night. But I had a release of not trying to control everything. I kind of, through that release, was able to let go of the idea of being this sleep-deprived person. And it shifted something in her. And she's now way more settled and way more rested and at least sleeps like 3 or 4 hour segments, which is like amazing compared to the waking up every 5 or every 20 minutes, which was what last week was. So we have to believe in the idea that, yeah, number one, everything changes all the time. The only constant is change. And if we resist that, and if we get stuck in this idea of whatever is here right now is here to stay, it's here forever, oh, my life is over, it's going to be really hard to get out of that. And you're going to manifest that space where it gets hard for a long time. And when we get stuck with these emotions, we become so consumed by them that we can't take action, that we can't release. And then eventually we start manifesting more of the same. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel really inspired to make a change in the world. You don't have to have 2 million something people on a social media account to do that. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to have like a super clear path. You don't need to have a bunch of money. You don't need anything from the outside world to make a change. But you have the ability in your life right here, right now, to be of service, to do good stuff. Really, whether it is throughout the day reminding yourself of that little moment of, is there love in this? Can I invite love into the space? Just by living that way, you're going to change something. You're going to change someone's life, whether it's a friend or someone in your family or a stranger on the bus, or getting involved in these bigger pieces of trying to move mountains, which, yes, we do that together. We can do that collectively when we come together as one, when we feel whole in our hearts, when we feel complete within. We have that ability. I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you with that. Today, ask yourself that question in every situation you find yourself, especially in challenges, especially when you get triggered. Those are keys. Every time you get kind of faced with something that really triggers you, like, oh, damn, like I hate that person, or I can't believe that happened to me, or it shouldn't be that way. Those triggers are keys, my friends. Especially in those moments, stop, take a breath, and ask yourself, how can I invite love into the situation? And then watch what unfolds. Thank you for holding space for me once again. I will see you next week, and let's see, maybe we've changed the world by then. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. If you enjoy this episode, be sure to listen and subscribe to other great episodes of From the Heart Conversations with Yoga Girl. You can find all of these on rachelbraithen.com, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or anywhere you normally get your podcasts. And please leave a review while you are there. A huge thanks to the folks at Cadence 13 for their production work. And of course, thanks to my sponsors, Parachute, Thrive Market, Nature Box, and Take Care Of. Please support them the way they support this podcast. I will see you next week.